This book is for little Katie, my mascot, not my vagina. It's also for women and girls everywhere. May we free ourselves from the hamster wheel of body hate so that we can live out our wildest and weirdest dreams. Big, the story of my life, as opposed to the 1998 movie starring Tom Hanks. I didn't always think being big was a bad thing. Until I went to kindergarten, I was encouraged to eat up, grow big and strong. I was barely aware of my body beyond its most basic elements: head, shoulders, knees and toes, knees and toes. So long as I could run around barefoot in my fish-printed swimsuit and cartwheel for hours on the front lawn, I was happy. My body was just along for whatever ride I wanted to go on. I started to become aware of my body, its bigness, and the so-called problem with its bigness only when others began pointing it out to me. At 5 years old, I was voted heaviest kid in the class after my peers and I were weighed, literally weighed, like on a scale in front of everyone, in part of some sort of deranged school superlative activity. That same year, my gymnastics coach told my mom I was too big for the sport. When I was 7, my doctor put me on a diet. At age 9, I had to wear my soccer coach's jersey during games because the uniform company didn't make my size, which, in terms of a humiliation level, is the wearable athletic equipment equivalent of accidentally calling a teacher mommy in front of the whole class. My elderly female neighbor commented on my developing figure when I was 10. A year later, the boys in my class began commenting on it too. It was disorienting to learn that I didn't just have a body. In the eyes of others, I was my body. It defined me. It was even more disorienting to learn that my body, and therefore I, wasn't considered the right shape or size. Shame began eating away at my confidence as I began to realize my body wasn't considered normal, and in one way or another, it was being judged. I've always felt like the biggest person in the room. I felt ashamed of that fact until I was 33. Growing up in Wisconsin, go Badgers, I had plenty of wonderful, supportive people in my life. I am lucky to have parents who raised me with the kindness, enthusiasm, and love and care one might typically bestow upon a baby rescue animal before releasing it into the wild. But a lot of people in my life, phenomenal humans that they are and were, unintentionally reinforced the very insecurities I was developing. For all the love and wisdom I received, no one ever said to me, "Your size does not determine your worth," or, "When you grow up, you do not have to look like the women you see on TV to be successful." No one said, "You're just a kid," or even, "What matters is who you are, not what size you are." It's no one's fault they didn't say these things to me. I blame long-standing societal beauty standards, but that's another story for later in the book. And while I can't help but think about how different my relationship with my own body growing up would have been if someone would have just said to me, "There is nothing wrong with you," in 2015, I learned to say that to myself. And then everything changed. My life used to revolve around 3 different worlds: my clients, my ex-husband, and my dogs. I ran my own public relations company where my daily goal was to uplift and champion my clients. In my off hours, however, I rarely uplifted or championed myself. Because my self-esteem was so low, and I was used to it being so low, I found it a lot safer to raise everyone else's star instead of mine. Though I ran my own business, promoting my then-husband's burgeoning career took priority and the majority of my focus. And my beloved dog Toast, who is no longer with us, but will forever bark at the doorbell of my heart, well, she was a canine celebrity, which made me her manager, or her dogager, as I called myself. As a joke, but I was also dead serious. A big part of Toast's career was dedicated to animal rescue. Through her Instagram account, media presence, and event appearances, Toast helped to raise awareness about the horrors of puppy mills and encourage animal lovers to adopt. Don't shop. Whenever people would say to me, "What you do for animals is so amazing," I'd correct them. "Well, it's all Toast." It was all Toast. After all, people didn't show up to charity events to see me. I wasn't the cute rescue cavalier King Charles.